We have a guest joining us here on our program. I want to bring in Dan Hicks from the Freeze Notice Weather Center. Dan, how are you this morning?
Good morning, Jim. Just fine.
Well, good. A few days off. Did you enjoy?
I did.
Good. Very good. Well, I want to talk a little bit about, well, what else? The weather when we talk with Dan. Let's just get right to it. This weekend, 4th of July weekend, a lot of people anxious to maybe do some things, even together as families, perhaps, here this weekend, and friends and things. Will they have a chance weather-wise?
I think they will. It looks like the weather pattern later this week and through the holiday weekend, kind of warm and humid. I wouldn't call it unusually hot, but a lot of upper 80s, low 90s. Dew points in the 70s, so warm, humid summer weather. The weather pattern we're going into kind of limits rainfall during that period of time. Really no major systems affecting the Midwest, kind of high pressure aloft, keeping things kind of quiet. So some pop-up thunderstorms at times later this weekend, into the weekend, but I don't really see any general rainfall and probably no long-lasting rainfall. So outdoor activities generally should be okay, except for maybe some few brief interruptions, but certainly looks summery with those warm and humid conditions really continuing for the foreseeable future the way it looks right now.
Yeah. Would you say it's kind of normal 4th of July type weather here in Iowa?
Yeah, probably. Maybe a little bit warmer than normal, but certainly nothing out of the ordinary, I don't think, for Iowa around the 4th of July. You know, we've been running above normal temperature-wise for the month of June, especially here in the western half of the state. I think that when we finish up, most areas will be about 2 to 4 degrees above normal for June. And, you know, locally, right here in the Atlantic area, we've been missing the rainfall. Records show around an inch of rain officially here in Atlantic, when the normal for June is almost 5 inches. So certainly there's parts of southwestern Iowa that could use a good rainfall in the near future. But the rains that do occur will be somewhat spotty. I think a little better chance later tonight and tomorrow morning. But beyond that point, significant rainfall looks fairly spotty for some time.
Yeah, we've seen some notes here in the last few weeks about some decent rains in parts of northeast and northern Iowa. And even around us, where we've maybe picked up just a few 1/100 of an inch in some of these systems that have come through, we've had some areas not too far away from us that have picked up 2 and 3 inches. It just seems very, very spotty.
It has been. If you look at the rainfall around Iowa this month, you can find some places that have had under an inch. And again, right here at our official station, right around an inch. But if you move into northeast Iowa, you can find places that have had over a foot of rain this month. And a lot of that heavy rain fell last week with that more active pattern causing some flooding in those areas. So the rainfall a little bit more variable across the state than you typically see during June. You know, June is normally one of the wettest months of the year, and we've certainly missed out on that in quite a bit of southwestern Iowa. And, of course, crop conditions staying fairly good. Iowa continues to have some of the best corn and bean ratings based on yesterday's crop report, with over 80% of the crops rated good to excellent. So even with the need for rain greater in parts of the state, those corn and bean conditions have stayed fairly high.
I guess this is why we tend not to use terms like normal when we talk about weather, because the last few years, it seems like this time of the year, we were talking about the residue left over from flooding.
Right, and of course, when you talk about normal, you're averaging 30 years worth of rainfall and temperature data, so on any given day or week, you very often stay normal for any length of time, and you know, it's not uncommon to have this highly variable rainfall in Iowa during the summer months. You know, sometimes the whole state's wet, sometimes the whole state's dry, but I think more often you tend to see the amounts vary widely like they have this month.
You kind of touched on it already, the crop season, the growing season, that does kind of like this warm and humid weather, at least the corn sure does, but it could sure use a little bit of rain too.
Right, there's certainly parts of southwestern Iowa, other parts of western and central Iowa that seem to have been the driest so far this month, and even though the crop conditions haven't reflected too much adverse conditions so far, certainly the farther we go without significant rainfall, and the fact that it does look like temperatures are going to be above normal will certainly increase the need for rain, and eventually if that persists, we'll see some worsening of crop conditions. I don't see unusually hot weather. A lot of days with upper 80s, low 90s, I don't see too many days above the low 90s, but as you dry the soil out, even low 90s can put a little bit of stress on the crops. And it really looks like that type of pattern through the first week or 10 days of July, with most days warmer than normal and rainfall tending to be somewhat spotty. So I suspect that after we get through the rain chances tonight and tomorrow, that need for rain may increase a bit more over a larger part of Iowa as we move into the first week or 10 days of July.
Yeah, well, we tend to take a look at crops, meaning around these parts, corn and soybean crops. One of the other crops we like to keep a close eye on this time of the year is a sweet corn crop. We can't wait for that to get started. Is it going to be a good year for it?
Well, I certainly think it probably has been so far. I mean, if you look at the corn conditions in the state, the field corn conditions, you certainly have to think that the sweet corn's doing pretty well. You know, the planting this year kind of varied widely across the state, and you know, the sweet corn growers, some of those guys planted just about as soon as possible to get some of that crop on the market very quickly. And we were talking earlier this morning, I did see a few signs around the Des Moines area saying that there may be some Iowa-grown sweet corn available by late this week. So that's certainly good news for the 4th of July holiday. I don't know if that's the case over the rest of the state, but with these warm temperatures, the sweet corn that's maybe running behind normal so far certainly should develop fairly quickly over the next week or 10 days with the warm and humid weather pattern.
Yeah, I noticed I did see some folks in different parts of the state talking. It might be maybe a week or so after the 4th of July before they were able to get theirs in the hands of the consumers, but it probably, again, varies a little bit place to place.
You're right, and again, especially the commercial growers, I think they really stretch their season out. They try to get it in the ground almost as soon as possible and kind of stagger the planting so that we get to enjoy it over a longer period of time as opposed to when you plant it all at once, you have to eat it quickly because it doesn't stick around too long.
No, it tends not to, does it? Well, I do think that folks are anxious to get out and have some fun here this 4th of July holiday weekend. And it is a weekend this year, so that kind of stretches things out for folks too and makes it easier for folks to kind of get together for extended gatherings. And that usually means they're going to want to have some fun with some of those fireworks. But, boy, I've seen some yards and some areas that are pretty dry. We should probably be a little careful this year.
I would imagine right here in southwestern Iowa that's the case. Grass is probably fairly dry, and you don't want to get too careless with that, especially if we don't see any rain at all between now and the 4th of July. So again, keep in mind a little bit on the dry side when you shoot the fireworks off, be a little bit careful with that. And again, this year is kind of an unusual year for any outdoor activities, given the situation across the country. But certainly it does look like that later this week and the weekend, people that can get together and enjoy some time outside, I think we'll have that opportunity.
All right, very good. Well, Dan, thank you so much for all the good work you do. Appreciate it, and send some rain our way if you can.
I'll do my best.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.